Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Oh, Friday is so close, everybody.
It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. A lot of people are depressed about Friday tomorrow because they're still on vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was so tired. I don't know what it is. We've had time off coming back yesterday. I fell asleep sitting up on my couch, and I woke up like it was dark out. I was like, what's happening?
I took one of those. I laid down for a minute. 2.5 hours later, I woke up. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. And my daughter last night, today, her first day back to school, she was almost in tears.
Almost Emma Kelly tears. Was in tears almost? Yeah,
well, the other kids, they don't go back until the 9th.
Yeah, that's when
like,
my son goes.
I'm the only one that has to go to bed. She was just like an emotional moment.
Back to school on a Thursday. Like, give them the rest of the week.
You would think, right?
I think it's cool because now we only have 2 days and then you, boom, weekend.
Well, we'll see. But that was not happy times.
It was not happy.
At Evans Estate. No.
Gosh, I wish I knew then what I know now. Life doesn't get better.
That's what I told her. I said,
there's no vacation. Like, there's no long summer break.
Yeah. And I know. I told her, I said, I had to get back and get up and go back to work the other day. She goes, well, you've been doing it for 26, whatever. She goes, you've been doing it for 25 years. I'm like, and you've got to do it for the rest of your life.
That
made it better.
Yeah.
That made it a lot better.
There you go, Mom.
I do remember when
there's
I was
a
her
life lesson.
When I was her age, I would tell my parents, I can't wait till I'm done with school so I don't have to wake up early ever again.
Yeah.
And then I picked the one sport where I had to wake up the early to go practice.
Yeah.
And then I got the job where I have to wake up the earliest to go to work.
I always said I can't wait to be finished with school so I have no homework. And then I have a job that we actually have homework.
Yeah, homework continues even when after you get a job because there's
really
still
does.
Things to do. No matter what you're doing, you're still
pretty much. It is cool that you at least get paid.
Yeah, there's that.
Like take care of yourself and stuff.
Yeah, you still get paid and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, some jobs don't, you don't have, you don't necessarily
you don't have homework.
You
yeah.
Know,
yeah.
Bartender. Yeah, you can pretty much leave that.
You unless know. You want to go learn how to make some cocktails
that's true. That's
and
true.
Do
that's
something
true.
Flashy and with
practice
flair.
Your craft. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
you want to be up to date on what's cool to make at the bars and stuff.
The Moscow Mule, apparently, is the trendy drink now.
That's been trending since like 2014, bro.
I've never had one. And someone asked
what?
Me, I've never had one. And someone asked me.
Never had that ginger beer?
It's been ginger beer and vodka.
Yeah.
And the brass.
And I've seen them. We make them all the time. I've never had one.
Wow.
I'm not a very adventurous drinker.
It's delicious.
They are good.
Someone asked to buy me a shot yesterday. I'm like, I can't do a shot during the week. It just does not happen. And Rumple Mints.
Ugh.
Is that the one that smells? Yes!
Yeah, I don't do Rumple.
No,
it's minty. Pepperminty.
You're thinking of Jaeger.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, no.
It's a good makeout drink, they say.
And then I want them to buy it.
Because it'll make you freshen up the breath so you can go in for the kiss.
It makes you black out.
Probably that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not very adventurous with the drinking.
Just beer.
Beer, vodka, sugar-free Red Bull maybe, or a small shot of Centenario.
So you're not doing Dry January?
No, maybe I should. I mean, it's not too late. We discussed this yesterday.
Yeah, I broke mine, but I started over.
And
then I had one last night.
Today's a new day.
I know, today I'll start.
If I'm going to do Dry January, which is a possibility, I have to wait until after Monday, after the championship game in Georgia and Alabama fight it out.
You got to drink.
Yeah, you got it. It's a college championship game. Yeah.
Did you try the beer thing that we learned yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Got to make sure it has a little bit of head.
Yeah.
Two fingers, they say, is what everybody keeps telling me. Two fingers of foam is good on the beer.
Good
that
on
way,
the beer.
It doesn't happen in your stomach, and you don't feel the bloating.
Huh.
That's what we learned yesterday.
Right. You had to try it again last night? Is that why you slipped up again?
No, my wife served me a glass of wine.
Oh, that's so fancy, isn't
it? Yeah, and so I was I can't turn that down.
So fancy.
So drank it.
I got to take a break. I had champagne. I had drank a lot of champagne.
Yeah.
I think it gives you heartburn. I've had permanent heartburn.
Really?
For like days, yeah.
Yeah, you should stop.
Speaking of wine, JC.
I'm done.
Speaking of wine, JC.
Yeah.
Today is National Trivia Day. Sipping 4 ounces of wine daily cuts the risk of getting a cold by 38%.
What?
What about strep throat? Because my daughter just got diagnosed with that.
Give her a little wine.
Oh, so I probably have to get
that's
that.
That's being in school.
I know.
That happens.
And you know, as a parent, I'm going to get it. Like, I know it's coming. Don't kiss me, guys.
Strep as an adult is bad.
I had it twice in 1 year, but you know the symptoms.
Yep.
Go to the doctor immediately and you'll nip it in the bud. That's been my case, at least.
Yeah.
Low fever.
Well, just when it starts. That day I came to work and I spent work, and then by the end of the work day, I was like, I thought I was going to die.
I literally pulled over.
My throat was on fire.
I felt it. I pulled over in a dock in the box. And she swabbed me, and I said, look at my throat. And she said, it looks like you have it. They did the test. They said it wasn't even testing positive yet.
Just give me
She said, but I can tell. She went ahead and gave me the drugs. And then that pretty much nipped it in the track.
Nice.
So the minute you see those white spots, go to the doctor.
And if you see white bumps of any kind, go to the doctor.
Yeah. As evidenced last night on Pimple Popper.
Hold on. There's this lady in England. I saw this story real quick.
Yeah.
So she went to the doctor, and they found the medical report. Like, she didn't come out to talk about it, but somebody found the medical report because I believe they released him or something in England.
Is this gross?
No, not gross. She went in there think it was like a weird bump on her eye.
Okay.
And they thought it was some sort of the herp.
Like a sty? Oh.
Yeah. Herpes.
Yeah, herpes. They thought somehow she got that in her eye. And it turned out to be glitter from a Christmas card that had gotten in her eye and got infected.
Oh. Whoa.
Once again, proving glitter
is the worst.
Is the worst.
Golly.
The worst.
A glitter injury.
Yeah, glitter.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, it could scratch.
But like what she thought she had, glitter is forever. Because that will never go away, apparently.
Yeah, Kelly, I'm interested to see on the pimple popper. The only thing I don't know after watching Instagram videos is, like, are people not in tune with their own bodies? Because, like, how does it get so out of hand?
They explain it. They do. People have stories. Like, I went to the doctor, and one lady said he told me it would go away. And so, I trusted the doctor, and it just didn't go away. So she went to the wrong. Not every doctor is, you know.
Yeah.
Knows everything. Yeah, there's some bad doctors out there.
True.
And so there's that situation. There was another situation where a man went to a doctor and had his growth drained and he misdiagnosed it, and then it came back. So now Dr. Pimple Popper said, no, we're not just going to drain it. We're going to send you for tests and studies, and then they found the cause of it, so it won't come. You know, now he has to have surgery.
Mm.
So there are reasons that once they explain it,
yeah,
you know, it's like, well, I went to the doctor, a lot of them say.
So last night on the show, since we didn't watch, what kind of, did it have a pop, a removal, and a drainage?
Yeah, it was mostly
it's a morning show in Seattle.
I'm pop, I'm drain.
I can't think of the word right now, but it's some sort of like
squirt.
There's some sort of limnemla growth. It's just like a fat pocket that's literally like a pocket, a balloon under your skin that they pull that out. That was the majority of them. Another one was a man who was, he has this huge growth on his back. He takes care of himself. He's in great physical shape. But this huge, like, hunchback
like
growth.
Like Quasimodo-looking thing?
But it was full of fluid.
I saw the lead up to that.
It was heartbreaking. I hope they do a follow-up on him because he's like, this really has affected, you know, I try to apply for jobs, and everybody's all nice to me, and then they never call me back.
Oh.
And he's like, I was homeless. He said, finally, my friend took me in, and thank God. And he's crying. He said, thank God I didn't have anywhere.
Wow.
And so, they found out that he had a kink in one of his adrenal glands or in his lymphatic system or something. It was a kink. So the fluid wasn't able to go through, so it was found another place in his body to go. And so even though they drained it, it would just keep filling back up.
Mm.
And it was heartbreaking. So he's getting it fixed.
Whoa.
And I just hope that he's like, you know, I've got confidence now. I know, once you find out what it is, even before you fix it, you're like, what a relief.
Yeah,
now at least
I know
it's fixable.
Was that basically adrenaline juice filling
up
that?
It was they never explained what it was, but it was some sort of fluid his body is processing.
Wow.
It was yellow and it filled up like a liter. It was a whole liter.
Our bodies are so
incredible.
It was Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and everybody's pimple pops differently. They're all different colors.
And she has to put on a splash. I'm sorry, it's really early.
No, I love Dr. Pimple Popper.
I don't watch the videos because they're so gross. But once, for me, knowing a person's backstory helps me watch it because it's now I'm emotionally involved.
Okay.
So she puts the splash guard on just in case. I'm like, oh, Alan said, yes, because they do. He said, I've seen some videos where they just explode.
Yeah. We all had that one in high school.
It's on TLC if anybody wants to watch it.
Oh, it's probably one of those things like when I don't have food in my fridge, I can just turn it on because then I lose my appetite.
Yeah.
It's shocking what people live with.
I think I prefer just the 15-second clips.
Yeah, maybe getting to know them will be better.
It does. You get a little bit involved.
I think it's cool she got a show.
Yeah. She was the OG.
I just assumed Dr. Pimple Popper was a man, too. Look at me and my sexist self. I never watched the videos.
You didn't watch the
I assumed she was he was a man.
Dr. Sandra.
She's a
beautiful woman, and she just pops zits for a living and other things. That was the smartest move she made.
just putting up popping videos.
Instagram account, yeah.
She even says all the time, I didn't think it was going to explode the way it did. Yeah, no pun intended.
Crazy that she even thought to do it, you know?
All right.
Lipoma. Lipoma? Is that the word?
Lipoma. Lipoma. I don't remember.
Lipoma. That sounds right.
You got a cousin named Lipoma.
You do.
Yes, that was the majority of the situations.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Talk about that Netflix movie, Bright. We're getting a lot of text messages from members of Kid Nation that are saying the movie's actually pretty good.
Okay.
And it deals with racism with the, what was the name of the big guys?
The orcs.
So that it deals with racism and the way they're treated and all that stuff. So basically it's showing, you know, what's going on in the future, but it has some subliminal hits of what's going on now in today's world. Jenna, you got to go to Aspen over break. I saw a lot of celebrities were hanging out there,
apparently,
right?
Apparently it was a hot spot to be because the Caribbean really got hit hard. So when celebrities normally go there over the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did not. They were in Aspen, I guess.
And most of your celebrity encounters seem pretty good, right? For the most part?
Yeah, I had a few. Like, well, just in passing. I didn't really, I don't know. I'm not one to approach.
Yeah.
Usually. It's just like, oh, that's cool. That's Rita Ora.
Oh, you saw Rita?
I saw Rita.
Ooh. Who else did you see?
I don't know why. I didn't feel like saying anything. And she's like surrounded by friends. So it's kind of awkward to go and be like, hey, do you remember me?
Yeah.
I know. It's so awkward.
Yeah. I just wasn't really in a place to do that. We were walking somewhere. Who else did I see? Leo and his friends were there.
Leo?
My girlfriend knows Kevin Connolly. And so she kept running into Kevin Connolly, and then Leo.
E from Entourage?
Leo wasn't always with him, but it was his group of friends.
How's
E? Stick
with Tobey Maguire. E's small.
Yeah.
He's small and sometimes nice.
Sometimes
small
nice.
And sometimes nice. He's nice to her. He wasn't nice to my friends, and we're not even annoying. Like, hey, can I get a picture? Or, hey, I know you from this. You know, it was just like, hey, nothing.
He's got a girlfriend, though, right?
I don't know. No, they weren't with any girls at all. Actually, that's a lie. They were with Jessica Zor. She's on Gossip Girl, right? Or was on Gossip Girl?
The girls were probably on the yacht waiting for the ice to melt.
I was in the bathroom. I went to a show for a group called Odessa. They were awesome, if you don't listen to them. But we went to this show.
Shout out, Odessa.
At a music venue. And I love them. I was in the bathroom. And this girl walks in. She's like, do you want some refreshing face mist? I'm like, yes, please. My girlfriend's like, I don't know. She didn't recognize her. And I did. My girlfriend's like, who's going to spray my face? What stranger is like offering face mist? We don't know what drugs are these, you know, right? Is this some new drug I don't know about?
It's a trap.
Of course, I'm like, yes, please, spray me. And it was Jessica Zor, and it was just some sort of face mist.
It's just water, right?
There'll be stuff in there.
The air is drying, so it helps, you know.
I had that coconut water mist that I ran on my face. Yeah, our skin was very dry out there. But then I ran in. I know what you want me to get to. There's a blogger, a fashion blogger, that I love. And
because you like doing that sort of stuff. That's what you do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have my fetish and I'm not really I'm not a total blogger, but sort of. And I love one girl in particular, and I've never seen her, and some of my friends have seen her and met her before. And she was out there hanging out with all of her friends, having a great time. And so I'm on top of a mountain and I look over and I see her and I'm like, yes, her name's Rocky. And I'm like, I want to get a picture, you know. And her and her boyfriend were fighting, or she was mad about something, and I'm kind of like,
bad timing.
And then my girlfriend, who's met her before at an event locally where we live, she's like, oh, she's nice. She's nice to me. She's nice. And she's like, you should go ask her for a photo, you know? And I started walking up, and someone asked her for a photo, and she's like, no. So I overheard her telling someone else no, and I was like, okay. I was like, oh, man. It's like, oh, she doesn't sound nice. And then I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to be around it because it's really the only blogger that I really
care about.
I really like her. And yeah.
I mean, the fact that you didn't go up to Leo or the other people that you saw.
It's just not my style. I don't know. I guess it's because it's like, what am I going to gain? Like, I'm definitely not going to ask Leonardo DiCaprio for a photo.
I
think I'd be annoying enough to do it.
I feel that.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna risk it. I'm not gonna risk rejection with someone like that. But whatever. I mean, just cool to see him. So yeah, she didn't appear to be very nice. But I like to think maybe it was just an off day. It was very chilly on the mountain. Maybe she was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw her all that day, and I was just like, oh, I'm not gonna do it.
Very bad day.
Yeah, maybe she just had a bad day. But she posted a photo and said, "Best day ever."
Oh right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm kind of like, oh,
you know, because we all present the lie.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
no matter what's going on, you don't see what got you to that point.
So my wife follows these bloggers on Instagram as well. The family bloggers, the ones with the kids, and you see their pictures with their husbands and the kids. And
yes.
Her friend, this girl lives out in the San Diego area. That's where most
the
of
blogger
our,
does, yeah, yeah.
Most of our friends live out there, ran into her and was watching her taking pictures with her husband. She said she was screaming at the kids to smile better so loud.
Oh, no.
And then she sent us the picture because she knew the surrounding, like what everything looked like. So she sent us, this is the picture. They look so beautiful and happy and well lit, and the kids have the biggest smiles on their faces.
Oh,
but
no.
She was telling us it was, they took about 150 pictures, and it was mostly of her screaming at the kids saying, "You're not smiling the right way."
Oh,
I'm like, oh man,
that's hard.
It definitely makes you look at these bloggers a whole different way. But I'm sorry you didn't have the...
They're not all that way.
They're
not all that. You know what? Two of my other favorite bloggers, these girls that do a bikini a day. I don't know if you know, if you've ever heard. They're super. They have millions of followers online. Tash and Deb, they're Australian girls. I love them.
Yeah.
They reposted my photo.
Did they really?
Yes, over
break.
And one of their bathing suits. Yeah, so that's cool. And then the girl likes all my photos. So, you know, some of them I think are still
like
average women, and they get it. And I think it shows that any fame that you get really just amplifies who you already are as a person.
Yeah.
You know? So if you're kind of a mean catty girl and you get really famous, you're going to just be even more of a mean catty girl. And if you're nice and down to earth,
you're
going to
be super nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens to people that, even the celebrities, the people in movies,
mm-hmm.
that's what goes on with them.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Good trip though. Other than that,
I had a great time with my friends. Yeah. Colorado's cool. I suck at skiing, but it's still fun. You can still have fun.
And part-time Justin.
Yes, what's up?
We wanted to bring you in here because yesterday we had you on the show and you talked about how you couldn't afford a mirror and a lady ended up buying it for you.
Yeah.
And then I was reading your blog this morning and what are you ordering?
Oh, okay. Y'all, I got the Apple AirPods. So it's for my parents.
Oh my God.
I got them. They're $170. These are like, but you see them all over Instagram. You see the football players got them.
Uh-huh.
So they look so good. And I've been wanting them so bad. I asked my parents to get them for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
And like, I get there over break and it's like 2 days before Christmas and a commercial comes on for the Apple AirPods. And I was like, man, I can't wait.
They're so weird looking.
I can't
People
wait.
People had them on skiing.
You're going to lose these.
No.
You
week.
Love them.
I told my parents, I was like, I can't wait till I open up my Christmas present. I see that I get the Apple AirPods. And my dad's like, you ain't getting them this year. You ain't getting them.
Why not?
Because they were sold out. They're sold out. They're selling like hotcakes. They are no longer in the shelves at Best Buy. You have to order them online.
Yeah.
So my parents gave me a gift card to Best Buy so I can go get them. So that's what I used to go
so
get.
So you're going to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only problem I have with them is that they come in this little charging container.
Yes.
And that's how they charge the pods. My right one doesn't charge all the way. So I'll be using them, and then the right one goes out.
What, you have them?
Yeah.
I've never seen you wear them.
Because I wear them at the gym.
Yeah, because he wouldn't...
I'm going to just walk
out. Why would you
wear them here? Oh, I'm going to wear them like earrings. That's how I'm going to wear
them. Earrings?
Uh-huh, I'm going to be putting them in. What did you say? I'm
Justin,
sorry, I can't hear you.
That is... We got Fun Do or Fun Don't coming up, and that's a great idea. If you could manage to get earrings that hook onto your AirPods so you could pull them out and not lose them. That is genius.
That means all men would have to have their ears pierced.
Good point, Jen.
I want my ears pierced so bad.
Get clip-ons.
Clip-ons.
Oh, no.
And you watched that 911 show last night, Justin?
Yes, 911 was so good. It had Angela Bassett. Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
And Connie Britton from Nashville.
Yeah.
Wait,
and
it's American Horror Story?
I know, right? It's also written and produced by Ryan Murphy. Yeah, so, and you know Ryan Murphy.
It's all the same people.
Yeah, and you're going to get what Ryan Murphy delivers. It's
dark.
Sexy, it's dark, it's drama. Like the first episode, there's a baby stuck in a pipe, and they got to go save
it's
it.
Sexy, oh. It's dark.
Wow. Well, yes, there's this firefighter that's like, has an accent. Well, he doesn't have an accent in the show, but in real life he does, so he's from a different country. He is so beautiful, and you're just watching it the entire time. You want to follow him on Instagram? So beautiful. So
dark,
good.
It is
so good.
Pipes.
It's like today's. It's going to be today's newest CSI Criminal Minds.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Don't start stepping on my Criminal Minds territory.
You think it's that good?
It's that good.
with a lot of drama.
I passed by and I saw a fire truck pulled up next to an ambulance or something, and the firefighter had like a black eye, like he got in a fight or something.
No, that's a birthmark.
Oh, it's a birthmark?
That's a birthmark, yeah. And that's a hot firefighter right there. They mention it.
I didn't watch the show until I was just passing by. So now I know.
Next time you need to stop.
Yeah. I will agree with you. Good looking dude. I've never seen a fire truck pulled up with an ambulance and they're just chatting, hanging out.
Yeah, they have so much downtime on the scene.
Chilling.
So realistic.
I'll check it out, Justin. Since you guys were talking about it so much and said it was so good.
And you know what tonight is? The Four.
Which
the Four.
DJ Khaled, Diddy.
Yes, and Meghan Trainor, and Fergie's the host.
All right,
I'll check it out.
I'm gonna watch that. I'm trying
interested.
My best to watch that.
I don't know if it's gonna do well, but I am very interested.
I am too.
It's a great time for television.
Maybe you can give us your favorite artist from the night tomorrow.
Yeah.
Deal?
Yeah.
Deal. Good deal. Good luck with the AirPods, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Hey, we want to try something new here, Kid Nation. Normally we do first world problems.
Yeah.
We're gonna switch it around. Okay. We want to hear from you, ladies. We want hashtag single girl problems.
Single girl problems. All right.
Jenna's had plenty of them. This is, they came out because of Jenna, and she was telling us. What was
she
your
created
big...
single girl?
Oh,
yeah,
she's
the godmother.
You mean like I pulled out of my garage this morning and realized that it was trash day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Guess what didn't happen?
What?
I did not take my trash can outside.
See?
Single girl problem.
I hate, there's just a few things I really hate. I can be independent. But
you still would like to have a little help here and there.
Getting my luggage.
Yeah, hanging those curtain rods.
I did it. Mackenzie and I did it, Al. Okay. You should see the work we did with the drill. Hey, masters.
Hey, now.
Master drillers.
Oh, we need phone calls, right?
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your hashtag single girl problems next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Fun Do or Fun Don't coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. If you want to find out what's cool out there on the Kickstarter websites, maybe get in early on those things.
All right.
Put a little money down. Be the one to say, I was there first.
All right. Cool.
Before everybody else knew about it. We'll hook you up with those. But first, we have to get to hashtag single girl problems. Sure, it's okay to be single, independent.
Sure.
But sometimes, like Jenna says, sometimes you just want a dude to lift the luggage off the off the belt at the airport.
You're asking
That's
for?
All she's asking for. So we want to take your calls at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And hear about your hashtag single girl problems. You got more, Jenna?
More when it's real cold out. You know, like there's no one to walk my dog. Just me.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I know it's my dog.
It's all on you.
But it would be so nice to have someone to keep me warm.
Split duties?
Split duties on the duty, yeah.
How about cranking the car up when it's really cold? Yeah. Just running out there and cranking it up.
Hey, baby, I'll go warm up your car for you and make you some coffee,
I'm on
girl.
Empty right now.
Yeah.
I'm on empty. I got to work empty. There's no way I wanted to stop this morning. It's very nice to have. So I've actually never had a guy go get gas for me in my car, but.
Aw. There's guys that'll do that every Sunday for their girls.
The next.
And wash it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sexy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm going to start stealing that one. I like that one.
Sure.
You should.
After football season, though.
Football season. A couple more weeks.
Yeah. From the text, Tammy wrote us and said, I wanted really cute shoes for Christmas, but my dad got me a toolbox and a drill because he says he doesn't see a man in my life anytime soon.
Oh, no.
Hashtag single girl problems.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't like tools as gifts. I like to borrow your tools to do my thing.
Over Christmas, everybody had their kids and their family and their Christmas cards. I had pictures of me and my puppy. Hashtag single girl problems.
Single girl problems. All right.
It's cute, though.
Yeah, nothing wrong with professional shoots with your animal.
When your brother comes up as your best match on the dating website.
Oh,
hashtag
no.
Single girl problems.
They need to work on that.
But yeah. You've had some of these, Jenna, when you brought, like, say, I couldn't open a jar or a bottle of champagne or stuff like that you've had to deal with at home by yourself.
I'm very independent, so I don't like admitting when I can't do something, but you're right. Certain jars, I'm unable. I do not have the wrist strength.
Yeah.
What else?
I got you.
Just the trash is really the thing that I don't like to do. Bringing in groceries. I have stairs now, so it's like trying to do everything. I have everything on every limb.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few select things that I can't do for myself.
Megan, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. We're taking your single girl problems. We'd love to hear yours.
Well, I have hashtag old lady, hashtag single girl problems because I'm 30 now, but...
Oh, stop.
Girl, you're still young. Come on.
Stop that.
Anyway. So, the other day, I had this thing happen with my shoulder where it felt like it just wasn't quite in place. So, I had to go to my local Walgreens and buy some old lady mentholated patches. And I don't know if you've ever tried to put one on, but they kind of fold over and get stuck on themselves. Mm-hmm. Well, trying to do that one-armed on your other shoulder is very interesting. So I had a little assist from my refrigerator.
Oh, the fridge for the win.
Yeah. Single girl problems.
It was great.
Using the appliances to apply medication.
Yeah, Jenna uses the fridge and walls to just rub on them.
Yeah,
I have short arms. I can't reach my center of my back sometimes. So.
And you used the Uber driver one night to undress your... unzip.
Which one, Al? Yes. I pulled over and asked a stranger to zip my blouse before.
Oh, wow.
I had gone to both next door neighbors. They weren't home. I asked the Uber driver. I was like, I know this is inappropriate, but can you unzip my dress halfway down?
You see some guy. Yeah. Some guy zipping Jenna up, and then his wife comes out of the kitchen like, what are you doing?
Oh, nowadays, they should be like, no.
I'm not too prideful anymore to ask. I've spent the night in a dress. It's uncomfortable.
Let's take Channing's call here. Hi, Channing.
Hi, good morning.
Hey. Good morning. So what's your single girl problem?
Well, one morning on a weekend, I was washing my wine glass from the night before because that's how single girls do it.
Yes.
And I was like running my hand along the rim of the glass and I heard a pop. And I looked down and I had like almost decapitated one of my knuckles. But the problem is to get it to stop bleeding, I had to squeeze it really hard with my other hand. Then I had to try and somehow unlock my phone and call my dad to come help me.
Aww. How's your finger?
Yeah,
how's your finger?
There's a pretty sweet C scar on it. I had to stretch it for a long time because there was a lot of scar tissue under it. But now she's just my little finger warrior from a single girl.
Sounds like a children's book.
Little finger warrior.
Oh, man. Hashtag single girl problems.
Thank you, Channing. From the text, my ex-boyfriend used to serve as my lizard removal service. Well, I hope that the lizard finds my guest room wonderful because it's your room now.
Yeah.
Hashtag single girl problems.
Kelly had one when I used to live by her. She called me one day and said, Al, come get this dead squirrel off of my living room floor.
It was a dead squirrel in the middle of my house. My dog must have dragged it in.
R.I.P. George.
Yeah, I know.
I know. You got to deal with all the bugs and animals yourself.
Are you having flashbacks to single girl days, Kelly?
Well, I mean, I remember it vividly. I'm just like, there's part of you that kind of misses the fun about the unexpected and the unknown. Like, tonight might be the night, but then the other part of me is like, thank you, Lord. I never have to do that again.
Got a man.
Yeah, I go, I'm okay. I can get it. I think most single girls that are happy get I'm so annoyed by how much you guys write me and go, why are you single? How are you still single? It's like, well, a part of this is a choice.
And timing.
Like, I'm not... My best girlfriend and I were talking about it. We're like, we're kind of happy. It'd be great if I met someone that I'm like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But
you don't want to settle.
But I'm not miserable every night. Like, I can't believe I don't have a man.
You have to find a way to be happy where you are.
Right.
I think it's better to be alone than miserable in a relationship.
Lot of times, Well, all the time, better to be alone than miserable in a relationship.
I don't have to shave every night. Like, these are the upsides.
Well, neither do I. He just deals with it.
You already gave up on shaving, Kelly?
Every night. It is winter and it is cold.
Oh, I kept myself smooth.
Hold on.
You gotta deal with that.
How long into the relationship did you quit the shaving?
I'm sorry,
We've
Alan.
We've been married like 6 months.
6 months?
Oh my gosh. 6 months?
You know what? A little stubble never hurt anybody. I gotta deal with his stubble.
That's different.
But you can deal with mine.
It's different.
Yeah, that's
not
on
that
the face.
Bad.
Sorry.
Yeah. I will say it.
He's a magician. He can make it disappear.
Sasquatch legs. What's going on, Sarah?
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, is your mom getting jealous or something?
Oh, just a ton.
What's going on?
My parents bought me a drill set so I could stop calling my dad.
Yeah,
your mom's like, get your own man, too.
I got mine.
Yeah, that's my man. Stop.
That's
Oh, wow.
But, Mom, it's my dad. I don't care.
I don't care.
That's my man.
I don't care.
Yeah, here's the drill. Go get it yourself. Thank you, Sarah. Chantel, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. How are y'all?
Hey.
Good. What's up?
What's your single girl problem?
Well, when I was a single girl a few years ago, I was a single mom, over 30, owned a house. Everything was great. I never could get the lawnmower started. Ever.
Yeah.
And I'd sit there and I'd pump the little primer button and I'd pull on it and pull on it. And it would drive me nuts. So I would absolutely just be so mad and crying. I would have to call my dad. Dad, can you come start the lawnmower? Once it was started, then I could turn it off and everything. But I never could get it first cold started. And, so it was horrible and I just cried.
And Chantel, isn't it when your dad would come over, he would pull it once and it turned on right away?
One time.
Yeah.
And make you so mad, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Now, they do have lawnmowers with keys now.
Well, now.
Now. But I'm just saying, you know, if you have run into that problem now.
That's very helpful, Al. You're not helping.
Lawnmowers with keys? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You crank it up like a car.
Do they have one with a remote start yet? That would be cool.
Probably. Yeah.
They have it like little the Radio Shack cars where you can use it, the remote controls.
They even have a Roomba for your yard.
Yeah, I saw that.
You've seen those, right?
I saw that.
Dangerous, the blade.
Kelly's talking about maybe like having a camera on a remote and then you can control it from your couch.
Yeah.
That's what we got to get into.
Find an Eden Phillip. That's how you become a millionaire.
That's what do. Yep. Thank you, Shanta. Let's go to Crystal here on line one. Hi, Crystal.
Single girl problems.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Well, I am a single girl, and like Jenna, there's not a whole lot that I can't do for myself. I'm independent.
Good.
But I am also a single mom, and I am a single mom of a 12-year-old boy who is starting to go through puberty. Well, has started puberty. And I get to explain to him and answer all the awkward boy puberty questions.
What's this, Mom?
Yeah. What's happening, Mom?
Mom, what's this? Why does this get bigger?
Oh, no. Yeah, Crystal. If you want.
What did you tell him?
Yeah, what'd you tell him?
I want to know. No, never mind.
So, yeah, that was fun. And at 5, when he wanted to know why there's a difference between his and a female's, and, you know, what are those things underneath that thing that gets bigger?
Right.
Yeah.
What are those for?
Yeah, that was a fun dinner time conversation.
Oh, you're a great mom.
I love you as a mom, Crystal. If you ever want Big Al's number for him to explain anything to your son, we got you.
No. I've heard Big Al's rendition of things. I think I'll suffer through that on my own.
Yeah, good call.
Big Al.
Good call, girl. Good call.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Big Al was on board for this because we got to talk to nothing but single women.
Single girls.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
My man.
Yep.
Thank you, Crystal. Yeah, I forget. As a single mom and you got a little boy, you're going to have to deal with all those questions that only dad would have to field. All right, Kid Nation, we got you all set up with some really cool items. It's time for Fund Do or Fund Don't. Are you going to buy or invest or get your money into something that nobody else has heard of yet? We'll tell you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Fund Do or Fund Don't.
All right.
Now, we went all over the internet. We tried to find those new inventions that are coming out. People are trying to get their startups going.
It's the thing. The secret is finding a need, filling it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to find what's necessary, what's needed in this world, JC.
I like it.
And then we can be a fun do or fun don't. We'll just slip it in there.
That's how wonderful this country is, because one little thing, one invention, and it could be the smallest thing, could make you a millionaire.
Who would have thought that spinner, fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that?
Look at those little popper things on the back of the phones now.
Killed
it. Pop socket.
How much do those cost to produce, and who invented it?
Kind of a lot.
Well, they're millionaires.
I looked into this for my company. They kind of cost a lot.
To produce?
Yeah.
Yeah, and to print, yeah.
I mean, now, because you don't have the patent on it, the people that are actually doing it.
Oh, probably cheap for them.
Yeah, for them to make it is nothing.
The original.
Well, let's get to our first one. Right. I told you, small can make you a lot of money.
Come on.
The lolly straw.
The what?
Yeah, this company. Lolly straw.
Like a lollipop?
Yeah. This company, Lollyware, created the first edible cup in Bridgeville. And they were featured on Shark Tank back in 2016. Gave Mark Cuban and Barbara 25% of their business for $600,000.
Wow.
But you're getting Barbara and Mark jumping on board.
Yeah.
You're going to make that money back.
And that one chick does all the infomercials for them.
Yeah.
Every product she endorses, she's doing an infomercial.
So they're back with a new product, and they need our help. Okay. What is it? Take a listen.
Introducing Lolly Straw, the world's first edible, hyper-compostable drinking straw.
Dang.
Lolly Straw is made from the next generation of our edible, patent-pending material technology, Lolly Zero. It's made from seaweed, and it's 100% marine-degradable, hyper-compostable, non-toxic, and non-GMO. It can even be embedded with Superfund flavors and nutritional benefit. Let us share with you why it's so critical to replace something so small. 500 million plastic straws are discarded every day in the U.S., which is just a fraction of the billions used globally. Plastic straws cannot be captured by the plastic recycling stream because they are too small. So in the best case scenario, they are piling up in landfills, and too often, they are contributing to the 8 million tons of plastic bound for our oceans each year. At the current rate of pollution, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish by 2050. Plastic straws are clogging our landfills and killing our precious sea life. Our goal is to replace plastic straws at high-waste venues like stadiums, fast casual restaurants, and of course, coffee shops. But we need your support in order to change the world to replace plastic straws forever. Be the first to try Lolly Straw by donating today. For as little as $10, you can go plastic-free and be sipping on Lolly Straw by next summer. We look forward to your partnership in saying goodbye to the 6 billion plastic straws. And hello to Lolly Straw.
Wow.
So you could save the world and the turtles and all the fish and the dolphins.
You don't think it's that big of a deal.
It is.
They break it down.
Huge deal. That's awesome.
Just take all my money.
Yeah.
But you know,
I mean, I've been using licorice for straws for a while.
So you had the idea.
No, but I'm saying.
Well, I have never seen you use licorice as a straw.
I have. I use it at home.
I believe you
can eat it. Yeah, I mean, they get.
I believe you.
It wears down really quick, so it doesn't work. They were genius enough to be able to come up with something that's probably going to last your entire drink and not get too soggy.
As a restaurant owner, are you going to be able to invest? Because you got to pass that expense along to your customers,
right?
And these stadiums, you know.
What if we invent the jerky straw?
Beef jerky?
Somehow, fill a hole in some beef jerky.
For a Bloody Mary?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
the jerky
maybe.
Straw.
Yeah.
Now you're
I like that.
But you know,
I'm buying that
I'm
right
one
now.
Of those that I've never had a piece of jerky. I don't like jerky.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
This is at least something that's kind of flavorless.
And paper straws suck.
They do suck.
No pun intended. They're the worst.
I mean, they're good for the environment, but they suck.
You get halfway through your drink, and the whole thing starts to disintegrate and collapse.
Yeah. I love this idea. How much do they need?
Lolly Straw, their goal is $30,000. Big Al Mac, you fun doing or not?
I'm all in. You can take all my money. I got about $110, $115 right now.
Perfect.
You can have all of it.
Kelly?
It's a good idea, just as long as they can make it cost effective for the consumer.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Jenna?
I'm in, but you're going to have to wait till I get paid again.
All right. Well, with 6 days to go, so far, Lolly Straw has raised only $18,877.
Wow.
They need some help, people.
All right.
Maybe that'll put them over right there, because that is actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right.
The buttress.
The what?
The buttress?
The buttress. The perfect product for people who love the butt.
What?
Yeah. Take a listen to this.
If you're like me, you like butts. From funny appearances in kids' movies, all the way to Nicki Minaj, butts are universal and a natural wonder.
Okay.
Introducing the buttress, an all-natural latex pillow and support in the form of a big and beautiful booty. It combines comfort, quality, and elegance into the one and only buttress.
What does it
this
do?
This is me. I'm experiencing a feeling of happiness.
Oh,
and
oh my gosh, his
after
face
months
is
of
in
hands-on
it.
Research and testing, no the prototype is complete.
He's got his face planted
I
in
on
the butt.
Buttress every night, and I love it. The thighs and cheeks cradle your head, making it perfect for back sleepers. Sleep with it sideways so the thigh can support your neck. Great for side sleepers. It's also for butt huggers. Butt cradlers.
Oh my god!
Face barriers. Butt slappers and squeezers. You can even put a pair of undies on. They make great gifts. They're funny and practical.
Oh my god!
so creepy.
Buttress.
Isn't that smart right there?
So it's a pillow-shaped butt to the knees. It's the butt, the waistline down to your knees.
And it looks like a girl wearing yoga pants.
Yeah, okay. It's like a half-body pillow.
Call the Lolly Straw people back. Tell them I need my $120 back. I'm putting it all in the buttress.
Oh, they got Mac.
This guy on the infomercial literally has his face buried in the butt as he's taking a nap.
Well, he's trying to show you that you
can
sleep in your...
breathe?
Because no the butt, like it, has that. A, it has a little... No. It's an area where your nose goes in, and the nose is fine.
No.
And you could breathe just fine.
This is like so... And the music and the production is so creepy.
It's so inappropriate. There's so many inappropriate things. Buttress.
For back sleepers, front sleepers, side sleepers,
doesn't matter.
Butt sleepers,
day sleepers, night sleepers.
Their goal is $15,000. Big Al Max said he's in. He's doing. Kelly Raspberry.
No, I just can't do it on principle.
Kelly's not a butt girl. Jenna, are you a butt?
No.
You're not in the butt.
I love butts, but no.
You're not in the butt.
I'm in the butt, but I'm not into this butt.
Okay. I'm into this butt mattress. Or mattress, buttress.
It's a butt pillow.
So the branding's totally off.
Yeah, they should have called it something.
Buttlow?
I thought this was going to be a mattress for your butt.
So,
pillow butt.
$15,000 their goal, 28 days left. So far, they've raised $8,000.
All right. Yep.
So they're looking like they're gonna fundo that bad boy right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're giving it a good crack.
We got one last one for you right here.
Ow.
Cracking joke over here. The carpool.
Okay, what is
this?
This is a product
perfect. Big Al Mac, you might have to get your money back, too. Perfect for men.
Are you a male between the ages of 3 and 97?
Yes.
Have you ever had to take a leak?
Yes, sir.
Do you have to take a leak right now?
Yes.
Do you have to take a leak so bad that you develop the onset of flu-like symptoms?
Yes.
Fever. Cold sweats, numbness in your limbs, mild hallucinations. Your bladder feels like a water balloon connected to a fire hose.
Now I gotta pee.
What are you going to do?
What am I
going
to do?
Fortunately, we have the solution. The Carpool, the world's most portable toilet for men. The Carpool is a huge technological breakthrough in the portable urinal industries, turning the industry completely on its head. It comes in a compact design, which allows for easy travel, then expands out to ergonomically fit your position while sitting in the car.
So genius.
It has a universal head on it, which will fit into any standard water bottle or soda bottle or any other type of beverage bottle that you're drinking out of. And most importantly, will form a tight seal, preventing any liquids from dripping onto the floor.
So genius.
The Carpool. A pool that's cool to take a leak in.
Genius.
But they have other versions of this, don't they?
I don't know. I've never seen it, and I want that one. It's a tube, and you can bend it and stuff.
They have other versions
of
this.
It's like today's Fun Do or Fun Don't was designed specifically for me.
Yeah. So now you're taking your money out of the butt pillow and putting it in this?
Because Al wanted to go in on Lolly Straw, then he put it in the buttress, and now
I'm Fun Do. I need to take my
look. I love this idea.
I'm out, because I think this has been done before.
No stopping ever. Their goal is $5,000. Kelly's fun.
No, only $5,000, but still no.
Jenna?
No.
Huh.
Come on. Well, I would expect the ladies to not be in on this. But
I know. You guys don't understand how this could change the world.
Men pee in bottles all the time.
Yeah, but have you ever tried it?
But it's hard.
Yes.
Hard. I've never.
It's hard.
I guess
the pressure's all off.
When I was real young, but I haven't done it as an adult. But this makes it so easy.
So much better. $5,000 is the goal. 43 days to go. So far, they have raised $12,953, making that a fun dude for show.
I could give these out at my bar, and guys would never have to get up and go to the bathroom. They can just drink beer.
I think they want you to use it in the car.
Gross. That'd be obscene.
While I'm playing video games or watching TV, when I'm Netflix and chilling.
You're that much of a loser, you can't go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't want to miss a scene or pause the show.
We would never have to take bathroom breaks on the Raspberry Road trip, Kelly. I could just sit there right next to you and pull out my carpool.
In front of Mr. Raspberry.
When we go on the Raspberry Road trip, we'll get our carpools.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. I'm going in.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's got some weird looks from the guys and the staff members in the backpack. I was telling them, Jenna, you know how you tore your hamstring?
Yeah.
I didn't tear my hamstring, but I think I have a little tear on my Achilles.
Ooh.
I feel it. It's like a little warm feeling. And I feel it like it's about to snap.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, you feel like it's just real tight. Does it feel stabby yet? Because that's how it hurts. Feels when you tear it.
And there's a warm feeling sometimes when I walk and it stretches out. And I heard it playing with my kids. We were playing Catch Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when they looked at me weird. Like, what's Catch Daddy?
Catch Daddy.
Yeah, Catch Daddy. It's where my daughter created this because she wants to be a police officer. And so I'm the bad guy, mm-hmm. and she incarcerates me, and then I have to break out of jail, and then she, along with my son, chase me around the house.
Look at her, being very empowered, being the lead officer.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but they've gotten bigger and faster, and they actually come up with strategies to catch me now, so I actually have to juke them around, and that's how I heard it, because I was doing quick movements like that, and I felt it, just a little tear.
Makes me cringe.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, is it going to eventually...
I don't know.
Yeah, the body heals.
Give it a year. I will say...
a year.
Things are different than how they used to be. Whenever I got hurt playing soccer growing up, it was always the rice. Like, rest, ice, you know, compress, elevate, whatever. Now the rules have totally changed.
Keep going?
Now they say, no, keep going.
No carbs.
When I tore my hamstring, the physical therapist was like, do not ice it. Compress it for a little bit and then come in and see me so they can just go medieval torture on you and start, like, breaking it down as it's healing. So just go to the sports doctor.
From what I hear, that's probably the worst thing that can happen to you.
Achilles?
Just what happens.
I don't want to hear about it. Please don't.
I'm not. I'm really...
I've
been walking so gingerly because I'm so scared that it's going to happen.
You might have just strained it.
Yeah.
If you completely tore anything I've learned in the back of your leg...
Yeah, it's not completely torn, for sure not.
I tore my hamstring a little bit, and obviously not all the way through. You can't walk.
Yeah.
You can't put any weight on it if it's totally torn.
I look at it as, you know how the Band-Aid gets that little bit of a tear, and you're like, okay, I can't pull this anymore or it's going to snap? That's how it feels.
Okay.
So I don't want to do that.
No, you're
so
right.
I
wanted
to heal it up.
Don't do that. It only hurts when I laugh.
Go to the sports doctor.
Yeah, that means going to the doctor. You know how those guys are.
No, it's a different kind of doctor.
Oh, that, a real?
It's when they put those needles
a real
in.
You know what they're doing?
electro pulse stuff.
Oh, the electroshock stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got one of those at home. I'll try it. I'll self-heal.
You have your own?
Yeah. A test
unit.
You
put needles?
It doesn't have the needle, but I can get one.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a way to do
all
it.
Right. Treat yourself. This is what drives me nuts. We give
yourself.
You our advice, especially me who just went through an injury, and then you're going to ignore it, and then you're going to complain.
I'm not going to ignore
that's
it. I'm going to find it on YouTube, and I'm going
to
do it.
We ask for advice. We ask how to do it. Then we do it our way.
Speaking of needles, though, my wife wants to get her nose re-pierced.
Oh, yeah?
Because she had it before, and it ripped off when she was drying off with the towel. So she wants to get it re-pierced.
Oh, my.
Just a little stud. But I kind of want one.
Oh my.
Nose ring?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You want a nose ring?
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I was like, what? Would I be able to pull this off?
No.
And I don't think there's a way to look.
You want a nose ring?
I think so.
You're a grown man with two kids.
Yeah, I think I do.
I'm not going to say anything, but I know Justin will go with you because he's wanting to get his ears pierced.
Does he really?
So why don't y'all go together?
I'll have a piercing party.
I'll get something pierced.
Y'all can all go down to the mall and sit in the window at Claire's Boutique and see what men do when they walk by and see what you're doing. See if anybody points or laughs.
Because every dude I see that has a nose ring, it looks dope.
Does it? I don't see a lot of that.
I don't see a lot of guys with nose rings.
I don't see any guys with nose rings. Maybe Lenny Kravitz.
He had it, but I was in the hipster part of town the other day.
Oh, you see, that's your problem right there. Quit hanging out with hipsters.
They had beards and this cool stud, and it looked so cool.
Okay, well, you do you.
Yeah, you go ahead, dude.
I'm thinking about doing it. And you can remove it. It's just going to be a dot.
Yeah.
You can't even tell that it's pierced.
The thing about people with nose piercings, it gets me, because I remember one time I worked with a guy that had one, and he had a severe cold.
Oh.
And he didn't take his ring out while he was having the nose issues, snot issues. It was just really gross.
It would have a lot of bugs, think of. Right?
That's what I think of.
Well, you got to clean it.
Why don't you get the one on the bottom lip, the one that sticks right through where the sole patch is?
Try that.
Yeah, get that one.
And then that was a high school thing.
They'd have to shave that
you
hair.
You do it.
Tupac had what? The nose ring?
These are rock stars you're talking about. Rappers, rock stars.
Lenny Kravitz and Tupac.
Yeah. And the guys I saw it and about. With the beards and the stud?
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
I think I am going to do it.
You know what? New year, new you, JC. I think you should do it.
What about that beard thing, though?
I can't grow the beard.
I know. So is it going to look right without the beard?
Tupac didn't have a beard.
God.
Again.
Yes.
Are you going to wear a bandana?
I mean, if it makes the nose ring look better.
A wife beater, a bandana, and a nose piercing.
No, I'm really going to try this. When should we go? This weekend?
Yes.
I'll go document it.
You're going to try it.
I'll get something.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it.
You're going to do it.
And if it doesn't look right, I can take it out.
Then why go through the pain of that?
Because there's, I guess I could put a fake one on, but then it's not real.
Faker.
Yeah, I don't want to be a fake.
Yeah, don't they have one with a little magnet? Or just kind
of? Yes.
They do?
Well, I mean, I've never worn one.
No, but then you're a faker.
These aren't decisions you typically make at this stage of life.
He's sober.
Right, exactly.
He's sober.
Exactly.
I'm super sober right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, she's saying your age.
You're a grown man.
Yes.
These are decisions you make in drunk college years, maybe hanging on to the last years of your 20s.
Or when you're 50.
Yeah.
You know, I told you, my brain
is a midlife crisis.
Is it a little midlife?
No. My brain has been stuck at 16.
What are you and Kinsey going to tell your children, and since they're old enough to be aware of this and ask when you get home, like, Mom and Dad, what's in your nose?
That is something we have not looked at yet. Yeah, I don't know how I would respond to my kids about that.
Well, you tell them.
I tell them, you know what?
It's matter of fact.
My house, my rules.
That's my nose. My nose.
He's going to bypass
my body, my rules.
My body, my rules. I make the money.
Okay.
I'm going to go this weekend. Who else wants to get something pierced?
I'm fine.
I'm good, dog.
Didn't you want something, Jen?
I don't know. What could I get?
A lip?
No, a lip.
The Monroe.
I don't want to pierce my mouth.
Why don't you go ahead and get... Didn't you have the one through the nose when we first met you? Like the...
The bulldog thing?
Me?
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't.
God, it's been so long. Okay.
He had earrings.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the cartilage and then the bottom two.
Yeah.
I used to have this part.
Get the bulldog thing. It's a good look.
Is it a bull? What is it called? A bull?
I'm not getting that.
Bull. The bull ring.
Like that
definitely not going to do that one. I want the cool little stud. So I could look like Tupac.
Get a nip?
Oh, my gosh. You have so much more to do to look like Tupac. No one's going to mistake you for Tupac with a nose ring.
Oh, my gosh.
A few more things you need to take care of.
I'm excited now. Should I take the kids?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.